Two artists seldom work together to create a painting, but when they do, the effect can be breathtaking. When the painting titled Church Interior is first seen, it appears that it is just another painting of a church with people inside. However, upon closer examination, one can see that the people inside of the painting do not match the surrounding paint styles, and some even appear to be transparent, thus leading the viewer to investigate the label and discover that two artists took part in the painting. While the architectural portion of the art done by Jean van der Vogt is breathtaking, it does not make the viewer contemplate as much as the people depicted by Anthony Palamedes. The people in the painting are from all aspects of life, as churches in the Renaissance were used both as places of worship as well as meeting places, acting a lot like community centers and town halls do today. The architectural detail of the church itself is extremely impressive, with its tall Corinthian columns and elaborate altars and walkways. Almost all of Jean's paintings of churches were fictional, each taking apart from an actual church and incorporating it into the design. While the setting is divinely inspired and carried out, it is the characters in the painting who tell the story. In the lower front, the viewer can see a soldier and two men with grave expressions and a woman crying out. The lights of the church brighten this particular area more than any other, drawing the viewer to them. This makes the viewer wonder what is going on. Is the soldier giving bad news to the fate of his son to the family? Perhaps they are partygoers, harassing some of the church members? Perhaps they are not related at all, and the two men are simply talking, the woman perhaps a nun, and the soldier watching his son, the boy in blue, making sure he doesn't get into mischief by playing with a dog? Other groups of people are talking all around. One in the back even appears to be harassed by a dog wanting food. Priests walk through the halls, another dog tied to something unknown looks exhausted from a long walk. Two people to the bottom right, wearing shabby clothing, appear impoverished and are leaning against a column, resting their eyes, or simply sitting exhausted with one, a small boy, crying into the arm of his father. While many scenarios arise from what could be happening, the eye is drawn back to the woman crying out. Why are the priests walking away and not going to her aid? Why does the penniless man not calm his son? Why is the dog begging for food ignored? Who is the man hidden by one of the columns waiting for? These reoccurring images can be seen in all of Vogt and Palamedes' paintings, where there are people walking about inside a church while others to the side are suffering, grieving, or starving. I believe that it might simply have been intended to be a painting of people going through their daily lives. While I do not wish to make it seem as though there is a greater meaning, though, I can't help but feel that it really is a statement as to how we, as humans, seldom help strangers if we can avoid it, and will simply try to forget about what is happening to those around us. So to me, the painting is a statement on the human conditions. While many questions can be asked about this painting, there are no easily found answers. No description or accompanying story. I could find no real information about Jean van der Vogt and Anthony Palamedes ever working together other than a small mention that they sometimes collaborated. No biography, no historical mentions, no records, surprisingly not even a Wikipedia page for Jean, just a label in a museum. It is known, however, that the Dutch painting industry declined towards the 18th century. While little is known about the artists Jean van der Vogt and Anthony Palamedes, the works of art they created still live on telling their forgotten stories.